Fandom City, Where's the Remote? We're your pals, us, at Fandom City, discuss TV shows we watch. Tonight, we're discussing the NBC hit, This Is Us. Before we get started, let's introduce ourselves. I'm Shell.
And I am your co-host, Kat.
You like being called co-host, don't you?
It makes me feel powerful.
So let's talk about episode 2 from season 4, which titled Still There. This was a pretty decent episode. Let's jump in here and jump straight into the past in the 90s. And it's like coming to the end of summer and it's time to get back to going to school. And Jack and Beth want to spend, you know, the last of their quality time with their kids. So they decide to go to the pool. And Randall isn't too keen on going to the pool because he's doing some kind of book marathon thingy that he's trying to win. So he
don't play. We all tried to be the top in our whole read over the summer.
You know, when it reminded me of Leona when she was that age. She used to do this thing called Book It, and she would read a bunch of books and win free pizzas from little personal pan pizzas from Pizza Hut. And but I mean, don't get me wrong, she read a lot regardless, but you know, with that goal in mind, she did read for those pizzas, and she was competitive.
I wish that were me.
You wish Pizza Hut gave away pizzas?
Yeah.
When you were that age?
Yeah. I already read just to be reading.
How about a prize? I wonder what Randall was getting. I think Randall was just reading straight up for the competition.
Right, yeah.
So, I think Kevin and Kate really didn't care to go because they, you know, Kevin and Kate. Mm-hmm. But Randall did take his book so he could, you know, read. Kevin took his headphones. It doesn't really matter what they took, but they basically, once they got there, they still didn't want to spend that quality time that Jack and Rebecca were looking for. Kevin put his headphones on and he was, you know, singing Rump Shaker. And Randall put his head in his book and Kate had the twin Barbies come up to her and want to hang out with her. Mm-hmm. Rebecca was straight up suspect over those girls.
Yeah.
And I would have too, because those girls have picked on Kate once upon a time. So Rebecca better than me. I know she's not better than me because she stalked and watched from, you know, from not too far. But I would have been like, beat it, girl. So
yeah, you sure would. She not gone with y'all. Sit down.
You're not going to get two chances to pick on my kid. But, Randall and Kevin ended up hanging out with Randall's friends. And Kevin knows all the words to Rump Shaker by Rex in Effect. And he's rapping along with it, right? And he decides that he's going to embarrass Randall and ask him to sing the next verse. And obviously Randall couldn't. Maybe if he had asked Randall to recite the soliloquy from Othello or something, maybe it would have happened, you know, do something from Julius Caesar. Randall would have been all like, in your face, Kevin, when he couldn't do Rump Shaker. And Randall was mad and embarrassed. And I didn't know the words to Rump Shaker.
Oreo really got me.
Oreo got me. When that boy and his so-called friends called me Oreo, that would have been I've been called Oreo before. But when he called him an Oreo, that would have ended the friendship for me. Oreo and talk like you black. I don't want to hear that from anyone. All right? And I felt Randall's pain. Except for when the fact that he decided that maybe he did want to learn the song. And then he, you know, messed up Kevin's tape. Which he was in the right. And why did he have any CDs? Oh, CDs were, I mean, CDs weren't expensive at that point. I think the CD player that we had by the time that came out, the first CD player we got was $500. Imagine, $500 for a CD player.
Yeah. Not these days.
It played one CD.
Yeah.
Then we got one that played 5 CDs, and that was 7 something. And then next, you know, CDs was like pennies on the, you know, like, here.
Yeah.
You want a CD player? Please take this CD player.
$10.
But so Randall and Kevin ended up fighting about that because Randall was obviously is embarrassed and called Kevin out for embarrassing him. And he's supposed to be my brother. Mm-hmm. And Jack, you know, caught him fighting and asked him what was going on. And of course they, you know, nothing, just roughhousing next to the pool, about to fall in. But you know. And Jack was like, okay.
What's he supposed to say?
You're lying. What's going on?
There's no point in causing a bigger scene.
All right, let's go to the car and see what the heck is going on here.
Why y'all fighting? I'm not letting you ruin my family fun time.
It didn't ruin family fun time.
You want to get down to the bottom of this when I said it's nothing? They didn't. I let go of it. You let go too. You weren't even here.
You're fighting in public and you're embarrassing me.
You're not embarrassed. You just came out of nowhere. You're embarrassed because you think I'm embarrassing you. I'm embarrassing nobody.
Fine, whatever. Fine, so that happened. Jack accepted that nothing was going on. Kevin asked Jack, was he a bad person? Jack danced around it. Define bad person.
When you're a parent, you always think your kid is a bad person. But you go, but I love you, son. You don't want to say you're a bad person. You know what that'll do to their mental health? But you're like, we're all bad people in this world.
Don't make me tell you. Said, in our family, the men have some issues. So pretty much, yes, we're all bad.
It's like, if this were one of the point squares that you do in science, yeah, you would have gotten the gene for bad person. Is it your fault? It's not, but what are we talking about?
No, you're not a bad person. You're almost... Okay, so I don't think he made Kevin feel better at the end of the day.
No, he's dancing around. Like,
so yes or no question, Jack.
He didn't say no.
He didn't say yeah, but Kevin did say, why do I do bad things? And that's when Jack broke it down. But Jack should have said, you do bad things because maybe we get you one too many timeouts. Then with Kate and the Barbie girls, they seemed like they were being cool with her. Then they told her that some little boy liked her and told her to go wait behind Chad, the shit.
I don't know.
Chad, Dylan, or Cooper. Any one of them. But go wait behind the building and he's going to come and kiss you. Mm-hmm. And then the boy with acne came to get a kiss. And she's like, you? I don't know his name either. You? And he was like, well, who are you expecting? And she was like, Chad, Dylan, Cooper. He was like, and she asked him, who were you expecting? And he was like, you?
And I was like, oh. Oh.
Kate, you're such a meanie. The girls were in the pool giggling. Kate looked over. Little boy was like, all right, I'm leaving. She was like, no. Went and got herself her first kiss. I thought that was a cute little moment.
Yeah.
She probably never talked to him again.
Probably not. It'd be like that. You don't talk to those little
He liked her.
So?
Yeah.
You like kissing him really
gave the wrong idea.
You ain't never gonna see him.
I think they like 13 now. 12.
Never gonna see him again.
At school?
Never gonna see him again. Mm, once you get into high school, he gone.
No. The Barbie saw it. Chad Dylan Cooper saw it. They a couple now. Kate gotta find a way to get up out of that. That's getting spread around school the next day. So, it ended up, you know, they all come back after having a bad day. Well, Kate's day wasn't as bad as she thought. Yeah, she almost got embarrassed, but at least she got a kiss out of it. And the Barbie girls looked dumb. But Kevin and Randall had a bad day. And Randall didn't even get to finish the first page of his book. And Kevin is still confused about whether he's a bad person. And Jack looking over at them like... We used to have some good times at this pool.
Once upon a time, I have to worry about this teenage nonsense.
He reminisced over those good old all days.
All this angst all in one room. I got too many kids for this. I can only handle so much angst.
He's like, at least school's starting Monday.
All your angst is going to go into the school and not at home. Can't keep doing this.
So we come back to the present and Kevin. Kevin is wrapping up a movie. And he's working with M. Night Shyamalan. Is that how you...
I don't know what...
Kevin said. Called him M. And he was telling him, you know, you're a pretty good dude once you get through all that fake facade you putting out there. It's faking facade is like kind of being redundant, but, you know.
Look, he was like, once you stop trying to act all hoity-toity.
You know, stop pretending and be the real you, Kevin. And, so Kevin is, he's still trying to get in touch with Nikki. You know, last week I thought Kevin was going to Pennsylvania. But it turns out he just, you know, wired some money to him and got him out of jail. So Kevin's still trying to get in touch. Because, you know, Nikki didn't even, like, text him thank you or something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, ghosting him, didn't, you know, answer the phone. I'm good. I'm out. They got me out. Thanks for the money. Something. And so he's been trying to get in touch with him. He's still struggling, even though he's been sober for a while. He's still struggling with himself. He's still harping on whether or not he's a good person.
Mm-hmm.
And what, you know, what is his purpose, you know, outside of acting, what's left for him. So he's still having a hard time. His scene with the baby was kind of touching, you know, that he was like... He was touching because he left his burden on the baby, and the baby couldn't talk back, give him advice or say, man, shut up, grow up, got my own problems. But it was good that he at least got that out. But Kate heard him, but encouraged him to take the movie job because he got another offer for a movie. Rebecca wanted him to take a movie because she's scared that if he has any time off, he's going to fall off the wagon.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't take the movie. He went to go look for Nikki.
Mm-hmm.
Went to Nikki's house, you know. Which is a good thing, in my opinion. Because Nikki's still drinking.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, whatever. Nikki, kid, Kevin, who cares?
I didn't say all that.
And you got anything to add about Kevin before I move to Kate?
No.
Okay, so with Kate, they're with the baby. They're adapting. You know, they're trying to figure out how to. They're gonna talk to a. I'm gonna say a therapist, but someone's on how to, the proper way to raise a baby. That's blind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that sucked. So they got a... She was recommending how to keep... You know, leave the furniture the way it is if that's how you feel. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Kate... Toby is noticing... Because I kind of skipped over stuff. Toby is noticing that... Kate is struggling, but she's putting on a brave face.
Yes.
All right? But the one of the reasons why he knows she's struggling is because she's starting to overeat.
Mm-hmm.
So, but she, you know, she's putting on right. This is all about the baby. She doesn't want the baby to feel the negativity. So the only way that she can cope is to eat instead of talking to him or talking to Rebecca.
Mm-hmm.
And, but Toby, it's interesting because I didn't like Toby in the first season and a half.
Mm-hmm.
But he's getting better, you know, well, he's better. I like Kate less than him now.
Uh-huh.
So, I like to see him wanting to be there. Even if he doesn't know how to be there for Kate, I like that I need to be there for Kate. You know, she's not expressing her feelings, and I'm just sitting here waiting for her to express it. I like that about him. He did tell Rebecca, hey, you know, because Rebecca's, is there anything I need to worry about? And he explained all these things. He's like, look, point blank, she being positive, she's not sharing her feelings, but she's overeating. That's how we know something is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And after Kevin has his moment, when she does break down a little bit, because they're talking about the how the furniture was arranged, and they got a new TV, and she was like that she's gonna get Jack started young watching the Steelers. And then she broke down because listening to the Steelers. So she broke down. And I won't lie, when I was watching it, I was kind of like, you know, this really ain't about you. But being a parent that didn't have kids with disabilities, I guess I can't say that. Mm-hmm. It is about her because she has to deal with that. And you told me that. She ended up blaming herself mm-hmm. for it. And she had to deal with that and express that. Because she doesn't want any negativity about it around the baby. So I'm glad that she got to express that at least to Kevin. And I think hearing Kevin express his feelings helped her come to terms with hers. Mm-hmm. And then she did let everybody know that she didn't want any negativity around the baby because he already has enough issues. And since he can't see and he can feel, you know, whatever. And I guess because you can feel people's negativity. You can feel that bad aura coming off of mm-hmm. them. So she doesn't want negativity in her house around her baby. So bravo to her for like trying to find a positive way to deal with it. But they do have to, she has to start finding a way to cope as well. Not just faking positivity for the sake of the baby. And Toby has a little secret. Because everybody noticing that Toby's starting to lean up a little bit, get a little cut. Mm-hmm. And you see Toby sneaking off to the gym to work out. But that also, I'm speculating. He's sneaking partly because she is overeating, because she's not, they came together, you know, that's how they met at a some kind of overeaters group. Mm-hmm. And they were working together to lose weight, and he's losing weight faster than she is. But she got to look at the fact that she just gave birth. Men do sometimes lose weight faster than women. Mm-hmm. So he kind of being sneaky about it. And I don't think he's like secret, like his being sneaky as in, I don't want her to take notice that I'm losing weight. It's just, I don't want her to feel worse. And I also think because he has depression and anxiety, exercising is a good way to cope with those issues. And now adding Jack's blindness, that's another way for him, you know, so he has, that's his way of coping. At least that's the way I see it. Mm-hmm. But we'll see how it goes from there.
Yeah.
Now to Randall and his kids. Beth has pointed out that their daughters are mean. And Randall decides, because Randall is Jack, all right? Everything Jack's ever done, Randall does. So Randall wants to have some end of summer family time and go, you know, and of course, Deja and Tess are kind of jerky about it. Uh-huh. Annie is like, whatever, you know. So, so Annie is like, to me is the sweetheart of the family, and the other two could have stayed their asses in Jersey for all I care.
Okay. The one that's the easiest and works best with what you want to do is the sweetheart of the family.
She is. Because she was cool. She's like, whatever, you know. Beth and Tess are having issues. The way to preview, or, you know, when they were doing a review last time on? Because they went back and they focused. They pointed out that Tess was talking about she may like girls. So they trying to make it seem like that there might be some kind of conflict between Beth and Tess about her sexuality. Mm-hmm. But, so basically, Tess grew out her hair and now she wants to get a haircut. Beth is having hesitations and Tess is like, come on, mom, you know, like you did me when you wanted to get your hair cut.
Uh-huh.
But Tess is really real stank about it, and Beth is like really taking it. Oh, they're so mean. So let's do that. So Beth and Tess are having their issues, and it goes back, it's basically about this haircut that turned out to be really cute. Mm-hmm. Right. Deja wants to start taking the bus to school, mm-hmm. but she wants to take it by herself. And Randall was being overprotective, and Deja doesn't appreciate that, right? To the point where they ride the bus together, but Deja wants to sit by herself, but a stranger sits next to her, and Randall gets uncomfortable and makes him move, and Deja gets mad. Randall, was Randall wrong? Yes and no. Because there's kind of a possibility that I would have done the same. Mm-hmm. Right? And that's wrong. It's a little too overprotective, but that is a new city. So, I don't know. I just don't like the way Deja handled it. And one of the things that Deja always does, she's been doing it since she came into this family, and she throws up in Randall's face how he was raised. And that bothers me. I can't stand it. Right? Mm-hmm. He tell her that she can't ride the bus, and then he end up letting her. They do this little exercise where they talk about their worst fears.
Yeah.
And her worst fear is Randall being too overprotective or something. And Randall's worst fear is that, or whatever, worst case scenario, I forgot what it was, but Randall's was that when she does ride the bus the first day, she doesn't call right away and let him know that she made it home. It turned out a happy ending and everything, but I found it weird for Randall's section of the story. And I'm going to be black woman, black parent in my weirdness. What I found weird. Tess and Deja's behavior would not be acceptable in many black families.
Mm-hmm.
So I found it weird. I find it weird that they continue to do this. I know that Randall wasn't raised by a black family, but Beth was. She was raised by a strict black family. So I refuse to believe that Deja and Tess can continue to talk to them the way they do. And at least Beth wouldn't say, slow your roll.
Right.
You know, I refuse to believe that even if you're going, we all been through some kind of teen angst. But when I was 13, 14, 15, 16, if I had came at my mother and my father the way those two come at Beth and Randall, this show wouldn't exist right now. Right? We wouldn't be talking. Not that they would have put me in the ground, but I just don't, you know, I don't think many parents take that, first of all. But I really don't believe that many black parents would accept their behavior.
And with the way that those two are acting at 13, 14, 15, 16, I didn't start acting like that until I was 18 and knew that I had a way to move away. Where they were like, you an adult now? So I was like, and I took advantage of that. But, like, I didn't do it before then.
It's just weird to me. It's, yes, you are your own person. But they're disrespectful to Randall and Beth.
I feel like there's a way to say, you said I could get my hair cut and I won't be upset if it comes out bad without getting an attitude.
Right.
There's a way to say I'll be fine riding the bus. I've done it before without getting an attitude.
And it's also a way to say it without saying you weren't raised like me, so you don't know what you're talking about. And to me, she should appreciate that he wasn't raised. You know, he trying to protect her from the stuff that she was raised with. Tess, how do I say this without sounding? She's almost sometimes like one of them sport little white girls on TV. You know, she seemed like one of them sitcom kids sometimes. Maybe it's the money. So it's weird, you know. It's weird that, like I said, maybe Randall didn't grow up. Right, Randall grew up with a different kind of family. But we saw Beth's backstory.
Mm-hmm.
Beth's mother, you know, Beth's mother, you can take a dance class, but if you don't come out number one, you're getting out that class.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of mother would not allow a child to talk to them that way. So I find it hard to believe that Beth would let her kids talk to her the way Tess and Deja talk to them. Mm-hmm. And I know they're trying to stay on Deja's good side, but there's got to be limits. Mm-hmm. I hope that don't make me sound like a jerk. But there's got to be limits, you know.
Was that it?
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Welcome to Theory Corner.
Okay.
So here in Theory Corner, we're going to talk about how Randall is overprotective in this new city where Deja thinks that she can sit around and take pictures of homeboy while he's working at the car mechanic. But you know who else is always at the car mechanic? Dude who's probably a criminal. And dude who's probably a criminal might be affiliated with gangs. You know what that means? The bus isn't actually safe. Yeah.
And you saw in the preview where obviously he goes to school with her. Because I was wondering if he was a student or if he had already gotten out and graduated.
I was going to say, Malik, we see you around the street. You're our friend. Come grill some burgers for us.
Right. So he's a student. So he asked her.
So she's apparently a freshman.
Right. So he was like, have you heard, you know, basically asking if she's heard anything about him at school. So he want, and that got me thinking he want to know, do she know about the baby?
You know about my dark past yet.
You know, and if you trying to, so Malik is obviously a high school student. He obviously, he does have a baby. So he's a high school student that's either, so he's 14 to 18 years old. Mm-hmm. With a baby. All right. And he ready to, so he's experienced.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm okay. A parent.
Okay.
He's experienced. He got a baby, so he done been around the block.
Oh. I didn't want to come here for Theory Corner.
Okay. But I want to know how Randall and Beth gonna handle this, because Shell would be like, it's nice meeting you, Malik. Bye-bye. No offense, I'm sure you're a good parent and a good boy. We got other plans. That's rude. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Are you?
I am. I really am.
It doesn't change how you feel.
Not at all. Not at all. If you had a Malik in your life, I would have transferred.
All right.
Malik look a good kid.
Theory Corner right. Malik got look, turned around.
Malik look like
you.
A good kid, and this is TV. But in real life, if you once you experience sex, you're gonna keep experiencing it. Okay. Uh-huh. You're not gonna say, "I had my baby. I'm done." Okay. So you wanna
practice safe sex?
Woo. I don't want to say that to my 14-year-old. I know you have to, and I, you know. But
if you can, don't do it.
But if you do. Older.
But if you do, practice safe sex.
Tell me so I can go get you. You ain't 14. Let's stop. My kids ain't 14 anymore, so let me stop. This is not happening to me. I'm not living Randall's life. What is wrong with me? Woo! I'm getting like, never mind. So, Tyrometer and Final Thoughts.
Final Thoughts was my Theory Corner that you decided to turn completely the wrong way. It was the Manny. I don't think anything really made me feel sad.
Okay.
It was zero. It was nothing. Wasn't even the Manny.
Yeah. The Manny, I guess. Because I had nothing sad. I felt more disturbed by the girl's behavior than anything.
Yeah.
And I thought the situation, like I said, the Kevin and Kate with the baby, I thought that was touching. But it wasn't worth a tear.
Right.
My final thoughts, it was a good episode, and as I said, run Deja, run, but...
Run? Stop it!
She ran it towards her. She's taking his picture. He wasn't taking hers.
So Ron Deja run towards him.
Okay, forgive me. Everybody, forgive me. Okay. Kat, please tell them where to find us.
You can listen to Phantom City Podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, phantomcity.simplecast.com, and Google Play Music. Check out our website, phantomcity.com, and email us at mayor@phantomcity.com. Check us out on Tumblr and Instagram, both at Phantom City Mayor. You can follow us on Twitter. I'm at McFarsyn, McFarsyn.
I'm at Phantom City Mayor.
You can send us feedback, leave reviews, and subscribe on iTunes. And don't forget to support your local library and leave ratings on iTunes.
And don't be upset. Okay, and thanks for joining us. Bye.
Yes. Bye.